At the time this morning's story was first told, there were many traditions out there that encouraged individuals to sacrifice their children as a means of appeasing divine beings. And throughout much of the Hebrew Scriptures or the Old Testament, statements were regularly made against such practice. The Israelites, in fact, were told in no uncertain terms that such actions represented one of the gravest sins an individual could commit. And yet, in this morning's sacred reading, we hear the story of how one of the greatest patriarchs of our faith, Abraham, was called to sacrifice his son, Isaac. What gives? Well, listen carefully as I read the story, and then let's see if we can figure out together what the story might be about. The potential sacrifice of a child, or something else. Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 14, as read from the Common English Bible. After these events, God tested Abraham and said to him, "Abraham." Abraham answered, "I'm here." God said, "Take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the land of Moriah. Offer him up as an entirely burned offering there on one of the mountains that I will show you." Abraham got up early in the morning, harnessed his donkey, and took two of his young men with him, together with his son Isaac. He split the wood for the entirely burned offering, set out, and went to the place God had described to him. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place at a distance. Abraham said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey. The boy and I will walk up there, worship, and then come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the entirely burned offering and laid it on his son, Isaac. He took the fire and the knife in his hand, and the two of them walked on together. Isaac said to his father, "Abraham, my father." Abraham said, "I'm here, my son." Isaac said, "Here is the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for the entirely burned offering?" Abraham said, "The lamb for the entirely burned offering? God will see to it, my son." The two of them walked on together. They arrived at the place God had described to him. Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He tied up his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to kill his son as a sacrifice. But the Lord's messenger called out to Abraham from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." Abraham said, "I'm here." The messenger said, "Don't stretch out your hand against the young man, and don't do anything to him. I know that you revere God now and didn't hold back your son, your only son, from me." Abraham looked up and saw a single ram caught by its horn in the dense underbrush. Abraham went over, took the ram, and offered it as an entirely burned offering instead of his son. Abraham named that place, "The Lord Sees." That is the reason people today say, "On this mountain, the Lord is seen." Thus ends the reading. If you want to understand what this morning's story is about at its deepest level, Rabbi Jonathan Sacks writes, you need to understand three principles that the Torah, or the law of God as revealed to Moses and recorded in the first five books of the Bible, what those principles teach. Principle number one, God owns the land of Israel. Principle number two, God owns the children of Israel, as he redeemed them from slavery. And principle number three, God is the ultimate owner of all that exists. Well, those principles are well and good, Pastor Craig, but how do they look when applied to the context of everyday life? Well, that's where this morning's story comes in. This morning's story involves at least two amazing individuals, Abraham, who is in the story, and his wife Sarah, who's not. Those two people have been through a lot with God. When Abraham heard God's call to leave his beloved homeland and set out for the promised land, the couple left. When God promised Abraham that his descendants would one day outnumber the stars, the couple believed him. And when the promised heir eluded the couple for decades, guess what they did? They kept their faith. So, by the time Isaac had arrived, the couple had paid their dues. I mean, if ever there was a couple that deserved or had earned a child, it was those two. And that's where this morning's story comes in. For you see, this morning's story, Rabbi Sacks wrote, seeks to establish in the case of children what it establishes in the case of the universe as a whole, that we do not own our children. God does. We are merely guardians on God's behalf. And only the most dramatic event could establish an idea so revolutionary and unprecedented, even unintelligible, he says, in the ancient world. For God did not want Abraham to sacrifice his child. God wanted him instead to renounce ownership of the child. Friends, today we have two people who understand what that story is all about, Neil and Lydia, a couple at whose wedding I officiated 2 summers ago. The couple has worked hard in the years since I married them. They have established medical careers. They have built a home in New Mexico. They have done much, and they have earned much. But it is none of those things that bring them here today, here to this sacred moment. Now, the couple has traveled 761 miles in roughly 11 hours to be here today so that they could celebrate not a purchase or an investment, but a blessing. And they celebrate that blessing not through the sacrifice of a ram, but through the sacred waters of baptism, as together we remember not just who little Neim is, but whose he is as well. So with that, I invite the family forward.